Time to recap the McCook City Council meeting, the second meeting for the month of October. And this guy's flying solo this morning, Councilman Gene Wheaton. I tell you, you're the starter, middle reliever, and the closer all in one shot, aren't you, Gene?
That's right. Good morning, Rich.
You bet. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. We had quite a few items, so we'll start first. Anything on announcements and recognitions?
Right. There are two things Nate wanted to mention to the council last night. First of all is today the Public Health Board is meeting, and they're visiting, going around the city of McCook, looking at different sites that might need attention. And then on October 23rd at 5:30, the Board of Zoning Adjustment is just going to meet, and they're going to deal with the business out on West Highway 83. So October 23rd, 5:30, the Board of Zoning Adjustments is going to meet.
Okay. Consent agenda, and he had a lot of items. Anything pulled for discussion there?
No, the one thing I might mention is Jay approved the plans and specifications for the business park phase two. Remember, we annexed that part into the city that's out in the industrial park, and so we need to establish sewer and water, and so so that we have a business that wants to buy that lot, and so we approved the plans and specifications for those two things, for the sewer and water. Then
I guess I did see also for some new vehicles too, I guess.
Right, yeah, the water department and the waste treatment, a couple of vehicles, yeah, etc. So yeah,
we'll skip down to the regular agenda. Consider requests and authorize the use of community betterment funds to cover the rentals fees for the Share the Heat fundraiser event.
Right. There was a representative from the Share the Heat at the council last night. They were just asking that we waive the rental fee at the auditorium so they can do what they call Share the Heat. Mm-hmm. We have in our budget community betterment funds, which we can do this. We've done this before, like on the toy box, et cetera, with Barb Ostrom. We did this. This is an organization, Share the Heat. They cover seven counties in southwest Nebraska. And what they do is they help people that have trouble paying maybe their natural gas, their electricity, or their propane bills. And so we did this. We approved this last night. So we're going to use community betterment funds to cover the cost of using the auditorium for this event.
And that's coming up a week from Sunday, I see, mm-hmm. on the 29th. And they always usually have a lot of soups and stuff like that, which is really, really, really good.
Good.
Yeah. Yep. So that will be at the auditorium. No, at the senior center.
It's on the 29th. Senior center, right.
That's right. All right. Next up, approve the McCook Area Chamber of Commerce request to use city facilities for their Christmas celebration. Can you believe it?
Right, right. I'm not going to go into all of them, but there's the flying of Santa Claus and closing off of the streets, the parade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the carriage rides, et cetera. Our new Chamber of Commerce director, Casey Flint, was in, and she just wanted to ask the council to do this, and we did approve this. It's amazing that right now, a couple months, and it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Where did the year go?
Yeah, Thanksgiving's in a month and a week or so, something like that. So that's coming up right around the corner. So that was approved last night. Authorized city staff to submit a nuisance abatement program application to the West Central Nebraska Development District.
Right. The city staff is just asking the council to approve an application. The city would like to apply to become a member of what we call the West Central Nebraska Development District. It's made up of 18 counties, 58 communities. It's over 16,000 square miles. It's most of southwest and central Nebraska. It's an organization that does nuisance abatement programs, housing projects, business development, grant writing, etc. So the city staff is simply just asking for the council to approve their application. The head of the Southwest Nebraska West Central Nebraska Development District, Amber Kusky, was there and spoke about it. And so we approved this. Basically, this is to help us with our nuisance abatement program. This is to help us deal with houses that have been abandoned or dilapidated, and how do you get rid of them? We did form a land bank, but we're finding trouble. It's not going as easy as what we thought, and so this is another avenue that we can use other communities like Imperial and Ogallala have used it, Sutherland, Hershey, Elwood. So there's other communities that have used this program. So we just approved this application to the West Central Nebraska Development District.
Ordinance providing for the amendment of Appendix B, cemetery fees for the city of McCook.
Right. This is at the cemetery, Memorial Cemetery. Basically, we've added a new column burial. If you've been out there, it's beautiful. It's more of a rectangular than the one at the center. But the middle one is almost all filled up. There's only about four or five spaces left. And so we thought we had to get a new one. And so we purchased a new one, and it's been installed, and it's beautiful. But looking at the price, and so we've had to change the fees that we charge to buy the box and the engraving and the long-term care. So this was the first of three readings that we did. We'll do two more readings before it goes into effect, and that will go into effect in December the 1st then of this year then.
We are already to council comments already.
There was nothing. No one.
Wow.
No, I just want to say personally, though, I've heard nothing but raves about Heritage Days. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people thought that was awesome. They talked about the parade. They talked about the Norris Park, the different venues and the food. And so they thought it was awesome. So congratulations and thank you to all those who were responsible for the Heritage Day Parade. Everything about Heritage Days, we appreciate that. So
glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Council comments, also executive session with respect to real estate purchase for the sports complex.
I can't talk about that.
If he told us, he'd had to kill us or something like that, is along those lines. Was there no update this week on that?
No, Carruthers is here. They're working on the pool right now. They're starting on the pool. Mm-hmm. I think what they're doing, basically, they're just bringing in materials right now and getting ready to start forming the pool. So mm-hmm. we're looking forward to that. They still think they can have it done by Memorial Day of next year. So we're hoping, anxious. So I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome pool. I think the community will really appreciate what the pool committee has done to get a new pool for the city of McCook. So
I'm sure those guys are really happy that the weather's staying on the mild side and lets them work longer.
Right. It is. So